City Council members took up amendments to the city's draft comprehensive plan in a special session last week. Members continue to keep the issue of affordable housing a priority. Councilmember Dave Rullo reads from the draft document and his amendment to protect affordable housing in the city's core neighborhoods.
Second paragraph begins, local policymakers have affirmed affordable housing as a major focus area of the city's administration, while the City Council formed the Affordable Living Committee to specifically address the challenge. Increasing housing supply, along with offering a range of housing programs for extremely low-income households through workforce households with up to 120% of annual median income, will help ensure accessible mixed-income neighborhoods. Then we add Bloomington's older urban, small-scale, compact, single-family housing located primarily around the city center and university provides some of the city's most affordable housing stock. More affordable housing stock and must be protected.
Rollo says the amendment also acknowledges the need for mixed housing developments to accommodate growth. He says he's working to balance the need for long-term affordability without imposing it. Rollo says imposed affordability is a concern to residents who fear their property values will depreciate over time instead of appreciating.
Clearly, housing prices do go up, and people, you know, obviously benefit from that, but the scale and the size are what to concentrate on in terms of its long-term affordability.
Councilmember Chris Sturbaum voiced his support for Rollo's amendment, which passed unanimously.
You know, one of the new urban concepts is that buildings and houses age into affordability, and you get out new housing stock, they age, they get older, and they do simply get more affordable. You know, we have to help people sometimes when the houses are starting to decay, and the city's long had programs to help people stay in these houses. And the scale of these houses, something happened in our neighborhood. People are always wanting to invest in the neighborhood, and there were a couple of little houses. I won't call them shacks, but they're small, two or three room houses, and they're side by side on a single lot. And someone wanted to buy those and put something new in, and he couldn't because of the protection in the historic neighborhood. And what happened is two very affordable rentals remained because of that, not tearing down what are by no means beautiful houses, but they're little, livable homes, and they're valuable. And it's interesting that without recognizing that, you know, we're going to see growth and progress, but we're not going to see affordability.
Councilmember Isabel Piedmont-Smith says the draft comprehensive plan as a whole is being amended to make it more user-friendly. Piedmont-Smith says chapters of the draft document are now aligned with objectives found in the city's vision statement. Piedmont-Smith initiated this change.
Let's say you were part of the visioning process, and you say, well, I remember we said, you know, we want to encourage bicycle and pedestrian transportation. And you go to the transportation section, and you can see exactly, oh, that was objective number 7. This is an example. And it's in there. It reflects back to the visioning document. So it makes it a more user-friendly document. It makes it a more transparent document that we're doing what we said we would do.
The City Council will continue its review of amendments to the Draft Comprehensive Master Plan in January. The draft document is available online at the city's website, bloomington.in.gov.